The following audio drama is rated R for Rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milk and Sea audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Entering the outer edge of its gravitational sphere. Jesus!
What's wrong?
This thing has near Earth G, but ow!
Okay, that's unexpected.
This is really, really weird.
Sarah, what do you have?
Hold on. Weird. What the? Okay, that's just weird.
Weird ain't a technical term, Sarah. What are you reading?
It's got an atmosphere. And holy shit. I don't believe this. It's close to Earth.
On an asteroid in the middle of nowhere. God help me, I may have been right.
Oh, I thought you said God wasn't watching over spacers, Dylan.
Funny. John, fire the stationing thrusters. Let's get a closer look.
Are you sure?
Do it.
Okay. Changing course to 175.
Audio Productions presents 2109
Black Sun Rising, an original science fiction audio drama.
Episode 2. In the year 2091,
the Asimov 1 deep space probe was launched, but it never made it past the halfway point on man's first deep space mission to Alpha Centauri,
and barely made it back home.
Since then, two more ships have been built, the Asimov 2 and Asimov 3. 2097. The Asimov 2 was launched and attempted the same 4-year trip to Alpha Centauri, until it was destroyed by an unknown extraterrestrial force. First contact has occurred, and in the case of the Asimov 2, it was fatal. Dylan Pike, the new captain of the Asimov 3, believes he is going to rectify this and avenge his fiancée, Danny Bird, who perished on the Asimov 2. Two years into the Asimov 3's voyage and following the same trajectory as the Asimov 2, Pike came to a decision to alter the course of the Asimov 3 after uncovering a possible clue to the destruction of the Asimov 2. A clue located on a rogue asteroid halfway to Alpha Centauri. We now join the Asimov 3's mission on Asteroid Alpha. The year now, 2107 AD.
Down, our forward view screen's inoperable. At least the auxiliary systems are still functioning.
I can see that. Well, we're on this rogue now, and alive for what it's worth. John, see if you can get the power up and running. Is everyone okay?
No major damages. Minor structural issues, but nothing vital. We can fix it in a few hours if we want, or leave them be.
Yeah, I'm just peachy. Thanks for asking, boss.
Powers recycling now.
Good. Might as well get on it.
But who or what did this?
You wanted to go spacer, Sarah. Here's your golden opportunity. Guess we all go find out now.
Powers coming online now.
Forward viewport online. Opening.
Damn! Right! Filtering, will ya?
Filtering. There.
Why didn't we see that glowing tower pylon thing? Why didn't we see it on approach?
We went on the dark side, I guess, or who or whatever dragged us down here turned it on after we touched down.
Great. Well, no time like the present.
Do you think they'll have cabana boys down on that planet? Because I could really go for some cabana boys. And cocktails.
John, get the Spec Ops gang ready. And have them bring their new toys.
Gotcha.
So, now we're going to go frag everything on this rogue.
Only if it deserves it. Assuming there are living things to frag. But first, before you get all high and mighty about my choice of command decisions, scan the asteroid. We need data.
I may be the newbie around here, Dylan, but I didn't think we were...
Then stop thinking. Start scanning. That's an order. And from now on, refer to me as the captain, Ensign.
We're not military!
We are now, by executive order. I captain this space probe. I am in charge. Remember that. Scan.
Yes, sir. It's shaped sort of like... Well, the best I can describe it is... like the Rock of Gibraltar. But without the Earth under it. The asteroid has four of these lighted pylons, I guess, for lack of a better term, that are spaced more or less like the points of a compass, lighting the plateau where we are. They are emitting an unknown energy, and they may also be the machinery behind the atmosphere and the vegetation.
Vegetation? On an asteroid in deep space?
Yes. That's not purple mineral deposits under the ship. Sir, there's some kind of grass. Purple.
Purple grass?
Vegetation, but weird. Blues, some green. Different species of it. Covering the lighted side of the asteroid. All the flat panes of it, and there's a stone.
A stone what?
Scroll it up. Fabricated structures. It looks like a stone compound. Oldest time, yet new. It's hard to describe, and to get data. Here, look. It's a cross between Stonehenge and the pyramids of all things. And there's other metallic structures farther off. A cave, but of a weird composition and spherical in shape.
Let me see.
See for yourself, Captain.
Jesus. Okay, people. It's been a bit lax as far as military bearing goes, what with the scientific types on board this boat. But what's at stake here, namely our lives, that ends now. I'm the captain of this ship. Everyone answers to me by order of the president. Period. So starting yesterday, we go by the book. Proper name and rank when addressing each other, the whole enchilada. Protocol will be observed from here on out, period.
About time.
That's enough, Sergeant. Dr. Rand?
Thank you, Captain. There are structures out there, not crafted by the passages of time, but by sentient beings. We have been running tests on what information we've gathered up to this point, and have only come up with more questions. The atmosphere is breathable. Our terraformation specialist, Ensign Sarah Shields, has tested and retested it.
Do you think they'll have cabana boys? I could really go for some cabana boys.
Ensign.
Yes, sir. Dictatorship.
It's good to breathe. Gravity is close to that of the Earth's. How or why, again, no idea. This goes way beyond any terraforming tech that mankind has. This asteroid has been intentionally sculpted by a superior race. How or why? Again, no idea.
But we are going to go and find out. These are questions that need answers. As of now, we are stuck here due to, well, for lack of a better term, a tractor beam. Now, I know that sounds all science fiction, but right now, it's the reality. Our first objective, though, is to find the transmitters of the alien broadcasts, and in doing so, hopefully find a way off this rock. Spec Ops ready, Sergeant?
Aye, Captain. Got the bikes loaded and the guns primed.
Remember, this is a scouting mission, Sergeant. Do not shoot first. You see anything alive, report back and set up a surveillance team. Understood?
Aye.
Good.
I'd rather bag an alien.
Get going. The rest of the crew will set camp around the ship and start taking readings to try and make sense of all this. Above all else, attention to detail. Be careful. We sure as hell ain't in Kansas anymore.
For tonight. I almost forgot, my dear audience. Do not forget to get those taxes paid before the 15th for the newest game show Solar Core hit, Pay or Flay, where deadbeat tax avoiders get strapped to an operating table and you, my lovely audience, gets to vote on what hot-ass medical student drops out to revisit their less than illustrious and, as short I might add, med school practice of skin removal. Rumor has it that the Swedish bikini team, as well as the
cut, that's a wrap. Great job, Kerman, as always. Might I add, you look fantastic.
Lay one a slimy hand on me, Mark, and my Shamzel AK-97 purse vaporizes that space between your hips.
Hold, wait, I mean...
I can't ask if you are connected to her second cousin. Comprende? A step back and a shut it, amigo. Got me?
Oh, no need, no. Yeah. Yeah, I was just... Damn! Forget the phone! I'm in here!
Bendejo. You dropped your cell phone! Oopsie. Did I just accidentally hit his most recent call list? Things that make you go... What? A picture from Carlson, and he's in bed with... Why would he send a picture of us? Wait, that's not me. That's not... No! My Carlson wubby baby. My boyfriend with a... That's... My Carlson wubby baby. My boyfriend with a her. That sorry son of a... With a Jillian! You motherfucker! And oh, did you think you can get all humpity hump with Jillian and Carmen and Kyandra won't find out? Sorry, green girl coating loving sack of iguano eating ass!
Director Carlson speaking.
Oh, boopsie baby.
Carmen, good to hear your voice, baby. But this is a government line, and I told you not to call me while I'm at work.
You sorry son of a bitch! Am I interrupting you hiding the salami with Jillian Bendejo? You just boinked over the wrong news, goddess. I am going to expose you and all I know about.
Jesus, Carmen, what the fuck?
Captain, the camp generators are up and running. Those pylons are giving off enough light to power the solar cells. So we're good to go here. My grease monkeys and me are going to get started on the repairs. Unless you need something else, sir.
No, good. You did well. Go ahead, Ray.
Lieutenant Ray Milano, sir.
Shit. Right. Jeez. Military protocol is harder than I thought, bud. Lieutenant Milano. Been a long while since this old space dog was in basic.
I'll keep you honest, Captain.
You've been doing that for years on Pluto, amigo.
Even if we weren't old friends, Captain, I'd still owe you to get me off that ice rock. On a more serious note, you still know that the original crew of the Asimov 3, the couple that are still part of this crew, aren't too happy about you replacing most of the crew with us. And the Moten, the ones that remain.
The former Captain Wentworth leads the malcontents? I just bet.
Yeah, look, I heard them talking. And let's just say, they aren't ready to give you any special favors anytime soon. I'll try and watch them as best I can. But thought yous might want a heads up.
Thanks. I had to pick a crew that could do their jobs and one that I hopefully could trust. So far, I haven't heard anything. But the total lack of anything had my radar up anyway. I'll keep an eye out.
Good. Well, I better get started on the repairs. Holler if you's getting ready to check out those pylons, Captain. I'd love to tag along.
You've got my word on that, Lieutenant.
There's a person over there. We're waiting from Camelot to dump our ride.
I copy.
Time to rock and load. Rock and flag and rule.
Shut up! Now I've just locked the real daughter of Admiral Veers in cold storage in my lap, while the clone I made of her is with Veers himself. Carlson's gonna be the death of me. I need a drink. Oh, do shut up. Shit. Wonder what Carlson's been up to. Always good to have a backdoor hack into the Solar CIA director's mainframe. Sometimes being a scientific genius in a multitude of disciplines does come in handy. Shit. That sorry motherfucker. He recorded all our conversations. Even the one about Veer's daughter. He can ruin me. Shit, shit, shit. Wait. Carlson, fucking asshole. If he's setting me up to jump off a short pier into shark-infested waters to tidy his life up, you fucking asshole. I'm sure Ms. Carmen Condra will love to know all about the genetic cloning of one Jillian G, not to mention video of some more intimate entanglements the various clones have had with one Director Carlson. Now I hit send. Shit. Need another beer, and while doing that, let's see what Ms. Condra is up to. Oh, do shut up, or I'll get the whip out again, sweetheart. Ms. Condra! Dr. Dane, scientific advisor to the Solar CIA, as well as One Director Carlson. I see you've discovered Mr. Carlson's transgressions with Jillian G. Actually, that was what I wanted to call you about. This might even be breaking news to be the lead story in your next newscast. Yes, it's about Jillian G. You are aware of the ban on genetic clones and the death penalty signed by all the nations of the Earth after what happened in the Middle East in 2052 and the nuclear crisis caused by the clone armies of the world? Wait, don't hang up. Listen to me. And let me tell you about a program started by Director Carlson and his black operations budget. Have you ever wondered how Miss Jillian G and model and number one sportscaster of the Solar NFL has never aged? You have. Stay on the line. Check your inbox. I've just sent you something that will show you how dear old Director Carlson has been using you while sleeping with a mind-altered clone. Jillian G.
This is just too fantastic. I don't like it.
Isn't that the truth?
I don't trust anything this damn handheld's telling me. Pull up a chair. Drink?
Sure. What's so fantastic now? Other than this impossibly lush Garden of Eden.
Funny way to phrase that. You know, Garden of Eden. Here.
Thanks. Jesus. When you said drink...
Sorry, helps me think, John.
I thought you quit.
I keep a few bottles for special occasions locked away. This, more than qualified.
After the Asimov One, the inquiry, I went to a lot of trouble to back you on that. You need to watch it.
And I am always going to be grateful. Look, I got back on track.
Yeah, and got stuck with me on Pluto.
Yeah.
So that's the leverage the president used to get you back on spacer status.
Yeah, had a big old fodder all about my liquid indiscretions. Every bar, every bottle. And then hung my pension over my head.
Jesus. So what's our next move?
We wait for the scouts to get back, and then we get thorough about this rock. I'm thinking the pylons first, unless Hellspurin or gang of merry marauders turn up little green men.
Hope the aliens have beer. This cheap-ass bourbon of yours is gonna put hair on my tongue.
You lightweight.
Right.
Sphere, half buried in the ground, bigger than Asimov 3.
Whole thing's glowing blue.
Sarge, it's humming.
Yeah, I hear through my battle helmet. Wolf, Bongo, you go around the perimeter. See if you can find a door or a hatch or something.
I copy.
Aye, sir. I better get a promotion for this.
Bongo.
Got that, Sarge.
How long you think we should sit here on this rock? Giving me a bad vibe.
You know as well as I do that we're stuck on this bastard.
Damn, this crap is
Look,
rough.
I don't like this
Captain
either.
Captain Dylan Pike to the bridge. Captain Dylan Pike to the bridge. Sir.
Sarah's gone all formal. You had an impact.
She needed it. She's young. She'll come around. Come on. Let's go see what our wide-eyed...
And well-proportioned.
You can keep those thoughts to yourself, Navigator.
Aye, Captain. Just stating the obvious.
The captain and the navigator, drinking. Wentworth's just gonna love this. We might even be able to take over this bucket. And make these wannabes pay for replacing our crew on the Asimov 3. Commander Wentworth.
Wentworth here.
Lieutenant Guy Rochelle, sir. I've found something you're gonna like.
Sleep, baby. Last night was great. Gotta borrow your shower.
Okay. He's calling me this hour. I'll do the studio for 2 more hours pre-game. This is Jillian G.
You clone trap!
What? Who is this?
Armin Kyandra, you no good tramp. We've been best friends for 15 years, and you boik my boyfriend, you a slut!
Your boyfriend? Friends for 15 years? I barely know you!
What are you talking about? But that's the best point. If you want that dendejo, you can have it. I hope you catch Soma's Shandao STD.
Carlson and I have been seeing each other for...
For how long? You don't even remember.
I don't know. He's your boyfriend, too.
Are you a stupid? That's what I said. Carlson is two-timing us. You... Wait. You really don't remember our friendship. You went to Rio for your last birthday with me.
Rio? Rio? I remember Rio. Sort of. I hadn't really thought about it, but you were there?
I bought the tickets for your birthday.
You did? I don't remember that. Why can't I remember?
Dr. Dane may be right.
Dr. Dane?
Carlton's a scientific advisor.
Oh, him? I've seen him for a longevity serum that Carlson said would keep me forever young.
Replicant?
What's a...
Carlson can have you, you clone trap!
No!
Hey, Jill, I was thinking, after your pregame show taping, why don't I pick you up and we can go get some Italian from... What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yeah, you look like you're crying. What did I...
You son of a bitch! That was Carmen Cayandra!
Shit. Look, I...
You've been boinking her, as she put it, while seeing me?
Yeah, right. Look, she's crazy. It's not
what... And you know what else she said? She said that she and I are best friends. And I barely know she exists. She took me to Rio for my birthday last year, and I don't even remember her being there.
She said that.
You know what else?
She said more. Of course she did. What else?
She called me a replicant.
Shit.
A clone. Something about Dr. Dane? What is she talking about?
Look, she's crazy. Shit. She mentioned Dr. Dane.
Get out!
Hey, shit! That was a $100,000 vase. The one that I gave you before your trip to Rio from the Ming fucking dynasty. A little fucking respect for the Ming, please.
I barely remember the trip to Rio, you asshole! Get out!
Hey! I'm out of here. Just stop throwing! Drastic and quick about Carmen. Shit. This is gonna send Jillian over the edge knowing the truth. Dane was supposed to have cerebral blockers to avoid this shit. But first... Dr. Dane, we need to talk. When? Try now. I'm on my way there. Shit, I forgot my pants. Could this day get any worse?
Yes.
Don't! Papa!
2109, Black Sun Rising, BSR, an original sci-fi audio drama, episode 2. Cast is as follows. Asimov 3, Space Probe Crew. Dylan Pike was Matthew Weller. Sarah Shields was Elaine Barrett. Adam Wentworth was Glenn Sheets. Ray Milano is Chip Joel. John Hightower, Jeff Villard. Dr. Melanie Rand, Kim Giannopoulos. Sergeant Jane Helsberg, Tanya Milojevic. Wolf is Jack Halsey. Bongo, Brian, Bokikio. Guy Rochelle is Paul Mannering. Earthcast. Solar CIA Director Carlson is Lotho Tuppen. Carmen Kyandra is Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio. Jillian G. Amanda Fitzwater. Dr. Dane, played by Dr. John Dane, PhD. Solar News Director and Producer, Bill Holloway. End credit computer is Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard of Gypsy Audio. Music used by permission, Peter Wicks of Westlake Films. Brian Bokikio. Seraphic Panoply. Thomas of Oakman's Dreamland, and Celestial Aeon Project. More additional music by Rob Heifel. Written and mixed and produced by Bill Holloway. This has been a Broken Sea audio production, and I am your computer. Thank you for listening. Have a good evening.
What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason, how infinite in faculties, in form and moving, how express and admirable. In action, how like an angel, in apprehension, how like a god. The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals. What complete rubbish! In our world, man is but a slave. Ignorant creatures used to tend the fields. None is capable of but the most rudimentary functions. Well, perhaps one. A beast with bright eyes who came to our world from a time long gone and a land far beyond. The planet of the apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.